When the home invasion turned out to be a surprise party, Janet was relieved.
So ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Okay, Ron.
I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. Yeah? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Intern.
Welcome to... Welcome to...
The small child was uncomfortable sitting on the bishop's lap. The children did not find the moray eel cuddly. Artis Gilmore did very well in the mime class.
Don't act like you're not impressed.
Why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
Why don't you?
Who the hell is Julius Caesar? You know I don't follow the NBA.
Oh, Baxter, you are my little gentleman. I'll take you to foggy London town because you are one my little gentleman.
Episode 35.
And today we are honoring Anchorman 2
and Anchorman 1, baby! That's right.
And you ate the whole wheel of cheese. How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad.
That's amazing.
Sick catfish face, diaper wearing asshole. That's what you look like.
Again.
Sick catfish face, diaper wearing asshole. That's what you look
That's
like.
That's what he look like.
Brick killed a guy. Did you throw a trident?
Yeah.
Horses and a man on fire, and I killed a guy with a trident.
I'm a man who discovered the wheel and built the Eiffel Tower out of metal and brawn. That's what kind of man I am.
Everyone who is someone is lining up to smoke crack.
No offense, but you are a stupid asshole.
No offense.
A warm-up for Ron.
Grab the children! I'm not a baby, I'm a man!
Intern!
I am an anchorman!
All right, everybody. He is on fire, as always. A Ron Burgundy spark. Fire on
Get higher, baby! What did he say to do? He said, get higher, baby!
So welcome. This is the Chase Domenico podcast.
We honor Will Ferrell in every podcast because he's the mecca of king and comedic genius.
King
and we all love him. He can do no wrong.
No.
In chapter 4, here's some more. Any Will Ferrell character can stop by anytime. But today, it's all about Ron Burgundy.
Burgundy.
Why? Because Will Ferrell for president.
Why are we honoring Anchorman 2 and Anchorman 1?
Why not?
As the wise man once said.
So? Because it's my podcast and anything goes.
Boom!
Boom! When you get the opportunity to mix pure gold with pure gold, trust me, that's a lot of gold.
That's a lot of gold.
Everybody in this room is a huge Will Ferrell fan. How many of you have seen Anchorman 2 more than once? That's what I thought. As you should be doing. All right, now, what's new in the, in the Ron Burgundy and Will Ferrell world?
In the Will Ferrell world, there's two more movies coming out in the next year or two. One is Get Hard,
which
with,
we talked about.
Yeah. Say it with your chest!
And then there's a
Kevin
new
Hart.
One. There's a new one that's in just talks between Will Ferrell and John C. Reilly, the team up of stepbrothers again.
Oh my God, Talladega Nights.
Yeah, it's called Border Guards, and it's just about them being guards on the Mexican border.
Oh my
but
God.
Come on, that's gonna be fucking awesome.
I hope they talk quickly.
Talk quickly and film now.
Please.
Chasing Domenico is the Rocky Horror of podcasts
with group participation.
Hey!
If you're new to it, don't worry. I know there's a lot of inside jokes and shit. You will catch on very quickly.
D will ease you into it.
But just know that you are amongst friends who want nothing more than to laugh with you,
laughter's
hold
medicine.
You close, and spank your bottom a
little bit, just a little bit.
I would like to extend to you an invitation to the pants party.
That's right. There's a pants party in my pants, and you're all invited. It's an invitation to play. I encourage you to color outside of the lines.
That says it's okay.
Yes, of course, man. That's my whole bag, baby. baby.
Get back in the sandbox and play with D.
Now hit this joint, have some
fun. Have some fun. It's a staycation. Get silly.
That doesn't make sense.
Yes, it does.
Drive, Marky, drive!
Just for D, man. It's a favorite of hers.
He wants masturbating! He wants masturbating!
Masturbating!
He wants masturbating!
Just drive it at home. A mystery set right up front.
Oh, yeah, baby! PG-13.
That's for fuck.
And extra fun.
Yes.
You must listen to this at maximum volume because it's a rock and roll podcast.
It's like the Velvet Goldmine
soundtrack. That's right, which is the third rule of glam dream pop. You must listen to that soundtrack.
Fuck yeah.
That's all I heard. Now this is a party, baby.
Elevator or the Inception train,
baby.
We're going to Tomac either way.
Two.
All right, there's the Inception train. Yes. Hold on to the change in your pockets. Strap in. We're ready to transport Planet Tomac. Yeah. Welcome to Planet Tomac. A mythological, magical planet. Demigods are here. They're alive and kicking it. I just saw Zeus.
There's Achilles hanging
there
out.
A mythological fairies flying around here, and that is the King Fairy. That's Jack Fairy, our tour guide here on Planet Tomac. You can be your alter ego like Dungeons and Dragons here. You fucking hear me? You can have magical powers like Harry Potter and Twilight.
Boom!
Hey! Hey! Franks and beans!
We're serving Franks and beans
Franks
today.
And beans, everybody! That's what we're serving on Planet Tomac today.
Like all right. D every time, man.
Franks and beans!
Some Franks and the beans.
This
here
is
for
impossible,
everybody.
Man.
I'm just going to keep throwing it in every time.
Okay. We are going to be welcoming a new member of the Tomac family, Robert Dean.
At Mr. Eerie Mist.
His alter ego will be introduced later.
Unveiled.
Come take your seat next to all of us at the round table.
There's room for everyone. Speak your truth.
Pass the peace pipe.
Franks and beans.
And eat some Franks and beans.
Just serving it up hot, man.
Vernonites, Trekkers, and Bronies are all welcomed here.
And on Tomac, we have Zion, Rainbowland,
clearly Pleasure Town,
right,
and the Emerald City. That's right, you know it! You know it!
You know it! He's
This podcast is way out of control already.
It already is, man. We just got the Tomac.
We speak three languages here. English,
yes.
Jupiterian, which is my truth,
the
evolution, revolution,
truth of D.
And Klingon.
Giaj.
It means I understand in our broken Klingon.
We understand that our Klingon sucks. And we all have health care here, baby.
Nolan Shakespeare here with us.
My two dogs, they're seniors, but they have magical powers on Planet Tomac, too.
Yeah.
My 12-year-old pug Lola turns into the pug fairy. Bye, my sweet angel pie. Mwah.
She plays with them all.
My 14-year-old grumpy, fat, looking at
but
me.
But lovable.
No, he only loves me and you, and that's it. He gets a voice here. He likes to talk to us, right, guys? What do you want to say today to Mama Puppy?
Cocaine ain't for everybody.
You can't do cocaine.
This is what I call a good time, baby. I'm having the time of my motherfucking life.
Right, man.
Who gave him cocaine? He's too old.
Doing crack.
Fuck you.
No, Puppy.
Doing crack with Ron and the news team, man.
Take some beans.
That is our tour guide, Jack Ferry, telling us to move this along,
man. I wanted to share something with our podcast fan friend listeners, something very personal.
Dee got a fucking awesome e-card from her brother.
Yeah.
And it's...
From my birthday.
We got up at your...
I wanted to play for everybody. So it's one of those animated things, and I guess he could obviously add information to it. And it's just this really cute-looking pig talking to me. So imagine this voice coming at you, cute little pig, but just looking right at you, talking to you, saying... You play it?
Yeah.
Saying this.
Another birthday? What the fuck? Again? Just kidding. You know how I do. I just wanted to swing through and wish you a happy one.
That's nice.
Listen, don't go out, get all fucked up, then come home and throw up on Shaky. That motherfucker is mean enough already. If you throw up on Lola, that's okay. She's so fucking ugly, she's cute. You should live it up and have a ball, but don't go punching pigs like your dad and Sam did. That wasn't right. That fuck was my uncle. Anyway, have some cake, smoke a blunt and mac out.
Fuck, man.
That's what I would do.
Thanks, bro.
Happy birthday.
I love you,
Oh, and stop eating bacon.
The part where he was like Dad and Sam punching pigs, right? My father grew up in North Collins, New York. They had
Rural farm.
Yeah, right, Yeah. So they, you know, tip cows, watching Tommy Boy. You know, the tip cows are like, I guess, punch pigs. It's, you know, my father's a great man. I don't know why he punched pigs.
That's because he could.
So that's where, all right, so play it one more time.
Okay. Another birthday? What the fuck? Again? Just kidding. You know how I do.
Immediately, I was like, oh,
I just wanted to swing through and wish you
now
a happy one.
Into trouble here.
Listen, don't go out, get all fucked up, then come home and throw up on Shaky. That motherfucker is mean enough already.
Even he knows.
If you throw up on Lola, that's okay. She's so fucking ugly, she's cute.
Oh,
you should live it up and have a ball, but don't go punching pigs like your dad and Sam did. That wasn't right. That fuck was my uncle. Anyway, have some cake, smoke a blunt and mac out. That's what I would do. Happy birthday.
That's so sweet.
Oh, and stop eating bacon.
Stop eating bacon.
All right, man. Give it up. That's from my big bro.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
Was,
out of nowhere.
That
man.
Is the best card of my since birth.
Right.
That's the all-time best card ever.
Shakespeare's got something to say about that card.
Fuck you.
That motherfucker is mean enough. I mean,
hearing your brother's card to you gives the listeners a little bit of an idea of just the dynamic of your family in general. So
so the podcast makes more sense now.
It makes a lot more sense.
So that is a big brother
it's genetic.
To a little sister. That's his birthday wish.
In my family, I've never gotten anything like that.
Forget about my relationship with my brother and your relationship or lack thereof with your brother is like night and day.
Yeah, but don't forget about the yearly Christmas
card.
Yeah,
you don't get a birthday card, but you get the yearly douchebag Christmas card.
Artist Gilmore did very well in the mime class.
The mime class.
Merlin Olsen's fanny pack was filled with flavorful bacon.
What?
Mother Teresa put the cigarette butt out in her lemonade. Mother Teresa put the cigarette butt out in her lemonade. Mother Teresa put the cigarette butt out in her lemonade.
So good, man. That's from our theme today, Anchorman 2.
Hey! Make some beans!
Make some beans!
Just keep bringing it back, man.
This podcast is so stupid.
Make some beans!
It's cleverly stupid.
Make some beans!
Okay, a little bit of help there.
Jack Ferry is our tour guide here on Planet Tolmac. He's wondering what the fuck is going on.
He's just
where are we going
here.
Now, Jack Ferry?
These are our ghost adventures.
G-A-C!
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 You know
G-A-C.
It! You know it!
You know it!
You know it!
You know it!
You know it!
You know
it!
Ooh, Frank the Tank actually coming in to support G-A-C.
All right, man. Frank the Tank.
All right, D, where are we going?
You know it!
You know it!
You know it!
Fucking means that shit, man.
That's from Zach when he was getting bullied. We'll talk about it later. He says, I really appreciate GAC family support.
Yeah.
And I made a graphic. I said, the GAC family support, Zach Bagans?
All right, Frank the Tank.
You know it!
All right, D, where are we going?
All right, they just played this season 9.
Yeah.
Fox Hollow Farm.
Do you think he's here? He liked it here. And the victims are still here. His victims.
Fox Hollow Farm bodies found on this property.
In the pool where most of the killings took place.
Herb did it!
There's too many things that we can't explain.
Fingers went around my neck like this.
Help! There's something negative up here.
Do you think it was Herb?
Yeah.
I never even heard of this place before,
really?
Or of Herb Baumeister, but I know that you had.
Yeah.
And so this was a great
I
return
was excited.
To it for you.
Yeah, I saw a documentary. I think it's 2007. It's called The Haunting of Fox Hollow Farm.
That must have been amazing, right?
The same owners are still there. Rob and Vicky
all the
Graves.
Same players, yeah.
Graves.
Right.
Come on, man. So they're still there. The documentary had a bunch of paranormal investigators there,
okay.
And then there was a filmmaker. It was over a six-month period.
That,
they got tons of EVPs. That's why I was like...
Sure, for 6 months,
I mean,
they should get some good shit.
Yeah, so that's why I really remembered it.
Yeah.
And I remember then, I'm like, oh my God. If Ghost Adventures
right.
did
be
this,
a great place.
Yeah. And it was. And of course, they played it on Saturday, which was my fucking birthday. So talk about a birthday present, man. Oh my God, I was
so
excited.
Both,
knew moving into this home what happened here.
Yes.
They had the last
bodies
name.
Found on this property. A serial killer lived in your home.
Strike,
were you prepared for the hauntings?
Initially, we tried to distance ourselves from the history, but we really feel that the spirits that are here are these unrested souls.
So you believe they are here now?
Oh, yeah. There's too many things that we can't explain.
And a ghost with a red T-shirt that's been walking around for years.
Come on. Right,
Paranormal Witness did this place, too.
Right,
that
you said.
It's the same owners from there.
They're still there, still suffering, still
dealing. What did you see or what did you experience here?
First experience I had was a man walking into the woods. He was walking, a young man walking away from me.
That's the guy in the red
T-shirt. He had on a red T-shirt. I realized I could only see him from the waist up and he just disappeared.
That's the victim in the red shirt, the young man walking to the woods, you know, because he's trying to show them something.
Right, he's trying to lead them something.
Tell them something.
Right.
And the EVPs they get later in the woods, that's got to be him.
Since Vicky is a pathologist by trade, we find her experiences to be very credible. We head to the room where she experienced this very unsettling sensation.
The husband, Rob, says he knows it's Herb in the master bedroom.
Hanging
that's
up
where
on
he
the
likes
tub.
To hang out because he likes water.
That's correct.
They go down to the pool, which is one of the worst places. Right, the pool, the apartment, and the woods. I knew that going into the lockdown, like, those are the worst places.
Just the killing zones.
The pool was a lure. He would go down to the bars downtown and lure the guys back with the promise of swimming in an indoor pool.
That must have been cool
and,
back then.
And they came back willingly.
Little did these men know, Herb had a twisted obsession with erotic asphyxiation, whereby he strangled his victims to the point of suffocation in order to arouse himself. And through this act of perversion, strangulation became his preferred method of murder. For many of the men who swam in this pool never left it alive.
I think there was a lot of swimming going on in that pool. What a horrible way to die.
A lot of drowning.
I mean, drowning enough and then being choked with a hose.
And obviously, well, not obviously.
It's a sexual thing.
Would they be looking at him while he's choking them out?
I don't think so, no. I don't think so. I mean, you know, if you want to be choked out, it's got to be a willing thing. You know what I'm saying? Some people like to get choked out. Right. I'm not here to judge or
anything. I know it is fun to wrestle. A nice pile drive to the face. Or a punch to the face.
But you cannot do it.
That's from Nacho Libre, which we honored last time on episode 34.
Murder is against the law.
Yes.
But they were willing. It was like, hey, man, let's get funky and drunk, you know, and choke each other out. But they didn't know that Herb was going to take it to the next level.
I mean, I thought that auto asphyxiation was where someone was choking you out and that got you off. But this is the exact reverse. He's choking them out to get him off.
I thought both people are getting off.
I thought it was just a one-way street. How can each of you be choking each other out, man?
Listen, I'm fine with maybe a hand on the throat, a little hair pull, a little spank on the bottom. You know what I'm saying?
When I'm making out with a girl for the first time,
here we go.
I like to give her a little spanking. What? Nothing violent. You just tap her real light right on the tush and say, hey, I'm your daddy. I'm your daddy.
That's awesome coming from you. That is a honorary mystery clip.
And here in the backwoods, a mere 100 feet from the family home, is where Herb Baumeister was said to have deposited the lifeless bodies of his victims. And it's on this plot of land that he burned their remains in an effort to conceal his crime.
What? That's crazy.
Did you ever find anything that you can talk about?
Well, we certainly have found bones.
Yeah.
What?
Bones on the property.
Just off here, we found bones.
If you spend enough time, you can find bones all the time.
Oh, I mean, not only are they killed violently, you're also finding the bones of the deceased that still haven't been identified.
Yeah.
That's right.
There's your recipe for a haunting right there.
Zach's checking out Rob. He's like, something's up with the husband.
I think there's more than what they're telling us.
I definitely agree.
Rob has a deeper connection to Herb.
I noticed that too. I was watching him kind of put his head down.
Yeah, right. And I think it's important for us to talk to Joe, the guy who lived in the apartment.
Because that's more of the physical attacks happening.
Yeah. All right, Joe the renter. But let's just talk about the husband for a second, Rob. What if Herb likes Rob a little bit? What if that's kind of
that's a take that I don't think anyone really thought of.
Well, I did.
When you lived here for 2.5 years, did you experience some stuff?
Yes.
Of course he did, man. That's why
horrible
they're trying to talk
stuff.
To him.
No joke. The door knocker is like this. It's completely horizontal,
and it went up higher against this and just slammed as hard as it could.
Bang, 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 bang.
I mean, they're fucking with
it. Out!
They showed it even on Paranormal Witness.
Yeah.
Just saying, this guy, he has the same story. The husband, wife, and the renter, Joe. Their stories have not changed,
they're
okay?
Still
this
just
is
as
the
terrifying
truth.
Now.
This is for real.
This was an aggressive spirit. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think it was Herb?
We gotta ask the interns. Interns, do you think it was Herb?
Yes!
There you go.
Orphans!
I see this kid running for his life, and when he ran through here and stopped, he kind of looked at me and jolted his head back and just stared at me.
Could you imagine if you saw that shit? The reenactment was scary. All right, listen, this apartment, that was where Herb liked to get his groove on.
That was stage one.
Especially where, like, when his family, his wife and kids, oh my God, when they went out of town.
Talk about a double life.
So let me see if I get this correctly, because I get excited when I watch the lockdowns, and sometimes the information gets not so clearly.
Let's set the scene.
Well, I think they said if you make it to the apartment or you stay in the apartment, you live. But if you end up going down to the pool.
To phase two.
Yeah, which is where they're going right now.
Right.
So I was swimming down here, and what I felt on the back of my neck, I'll never forget it. It's like warm hands, the back of the palms, and the fingers went around my neck like this.
Do you think that this was Herb?
I think so.
Do you think Herb was trying to kill you?
I always felt like he was trying to let me know that he was here.
Just start getting his groove on.
Are you in the mood for a little choke?
a little choking out.
We head onto the hallowed ground of this property, the backwoods, where 20 years ago, the authorities unearthed countless human remains, which were the keys to identifying some of these victims.
You're still finding bones. Joe said he found a femur!
What?
It's true.
When I saw this red shirt character that Vicky saw as well.
You saw the same red shirt?
I saw him walk for 3.5 strides. It was an untucked red t-shirt. But from his groin area down, I could see through his legs. I felt like I was supposed to see it.
He found a femur. They don't see legs. You know what I'm saying?
There you go. This logic. Putting all together, man.
The skeleton ran out of shampoo in the shower.
That's Dee's favorite Ron Burgundy.
The skeleton ran out of shampoo in the shower.
Ron is all over the podcast today.
So stupid.
The skeleton ran out of shampoo in the shower.
There you go. This is snort. That's, you know, it's a good one.
Is it true that you are the person that led the police to Herb Baumeister?
Yes, that's true.
That's a bold statement from Virgil Vandegrift, who's the PI who broke the whole case, who unraveled Herb's...
In 96.
Yeah, his whole second life, his facade, and he's like, listen, this guy is guilty.
Let me just say this. The picture of Herb, come on, man. That guy is fucking creepy as fuck. Come on. I mean, you look under the dictionary of demon, evil, fucking choke you out fuckers. It's his picture going, hey.
How many men did he kill in that house?
I think it's 19 now.
Virgil, you know they're still finding bones coming up out of the ground, right?
It wouldn't surprise me at all.
Do you think it could be an excess of 19 people?
I think he is probably one of the biggest serial killers in the history of the United States.
One of the victims got away, and he was crucial of telling them, hey, the place was called Fox something, and, you know,
he saw a license plate,
so he was like a bigger build of a guy that he would normally take home.
Right.
So he choked this guy out.
He wanted a little more
that night. But then this guy, like, came around after a little bit, you know, and Herb, you know, was surprised that he was still alive.
He tried to play it off.
Yeah, like, oh, sorry, man, sorry, I choked a little too hard, but then took him back. And then he was like, hey, let's hit together another time
When Herb killed himself up in Canada, he kind of made a ritual type scene.
How?
Shot himself. He raised the sand up and made a kind of an altar type thing out of it. His arms were spread out. He had some dead birds laid out.
Do you think that he killed himself in this ritualistic way so that he could return to the home, and that he is there with the spirits of the victims?
Highly possible.
highly
this was
probable.
In 1996, and this is when the cops were already onto him, his wife was divorcing him, and then he does this ritual, and the picture they showed of it is very interesting. Let me just, it looks a little Native American Indian type of ritual.
Yeah,
but
right.
I don't know for sure.
I don't know
for sure. I'm just saying.
Yeah, it had a burial mound, him kind of splayed over it.
Right. Sure. So who knows what that's about?
See right there. You see it? You catch it? See what? You used to not give a fuck about discretion. I seen you pull somebody's jawbone off.
I seen it!
His favorite
this could be
the largest scale serial killer in the history of America, and we are in his house.
Let the lockdown begin!
As we begin our investigation of Fox Hollow Farm, our audio tech Jay Wozley hears a loud noise come from the pool room in the basement where it is said many of Herb Baumeister's victims were killed.
Right off the bat, is going down. All right, so where does that go?
The activity room.
Hey, Herb. Herb, if you're still here at your home, I want to tell you that you're an evil man.
Yeah.
You killed a lot of men in here.
Good.
And many believe that you attacked a guy named Joe not too long ago here, your spirit. You still hear her?
This is how clearly he's going down the stairs
He's taunting him all the way down
the base.
They head into the mechanical pump room with the pool because they hear a bang.
Where the noise came from, microphone
and
in there.
That's where the original, what they say is the original hose that Herb used to choke people out.
There. Is it still there? Could it possibly be the same one?
A hose is like $20. Why keep it, man?
Talk
why
about
keep
a
the
trigger
energy?
Object.
Are you in here? If you are, just letting you know, we're going to be here all night. I bet you just sitting and watching.
There's any victims here, and you were strangled, and you were killed by her. We'd like to try and help you.
Zach was like, I can't imagine anybody living here.
Right.
Coming from him, that's horrific.
What went through your mind, Herb? You had a nice family. You took care of them, but why did you have this other life? Were you a demon?
You said the D word.
Orphans, not me.
It's not you. Orphans, is Herb a demon?
Yes! Let the lockdown. Oh, shit.
Let the
EVPs. EVPs.
What?
Break the veins. Break the veins. Break the veins.
Break the veins.
Let the EVPs begin.
What's creepy about that voice?
Like sounds like he's losing. No, you know what it sounds like? He's gasping for help. Like, help!
Oh, it sounds like
he's like getting choked out.
Somebody saying, help, getting choked. Well, that was scary.
They got the EVP right after Zach saw a white mist coming across the room.
Is this possibly the spirit of Alan that Vicky saw twice with her own eyes?
Alan with the red t-shirt. The guy, all right? Nick was like, hey, is that a victim or Herb?
Is that Herb, right?
I don't know, man. It could be Herb trying to confuse him because he's a demon.
He's just evil.
Or a victim, which
is
heartbreaking.
Saying, just help me not die again.
Time for some spirit box.
Come over and talk to us and tell us what your first name is.
I'm dead.
Can you tell me the name of the man that killed you?
I don't know. That's
really
sad.
How many men did Herb kill in this house?
Aaron has the right reaction.
Yeah, man.
Many times when we are talking to spirits through the spirit box, we will capture balls of light and visual anomalies disappearing in and out of our speaker. And just as a spirit comes through and says, Herb did it, this light anomaly that we debunk as not being dust or an explainable artifact disappears right into our speaker.
At that time,
I also feel a heavy pressure on my chest, which forces me to lean back as my heart rate begins to accelerate.
I'm feeling a heavy pressure on my chest right now. My heart rate is accelerating.
That's one of the best. They get.
Could you imagine
things.
Me in a place like that?
No.
Never.
They feel it. Their heart rate gets up. They get EVPs. They get it all
That's
together.
Why
Bishop wore buttless chaps to the bat mitzvah.
That's for the extras, man.
Oh, my God. Give me that again.
Bishop wore buttless chaps to the bat mitzvah.
Not to brag or anything.
Just
gave Florence Henderson cramps.
Good for you.
That is from our theme today, Anchorman 2.
Alan, are you here with us?
I'm here.
It goes, I'm here.
I said that.
They're out in the backwoods where all the bodies were found, where they keep finding bones.
Right, and these responses are pretty scary and sad at the same time, but it's like, I'm here.
Can you take us to where your body is? Which way do we walk?
In the middle.
In the middle.
In the middle.
Fuck out of here!
Found it. I just heard him say found it.
Found it? Get the fuck out of here! I'm losing my shit. I was expecting a spirit just standing there. It was so clear. Right. Over here, in the middle.
You're getting
found
close.
It. Hot, cold, you bingo!
After we received the voice saying found it, which we believe is telling us the spot where Alan's body was dumped, all of the voices go silent as you can hear nothing but white noise. It is at this time that all three of us become speechless and overcome with sadness as we feel we just made communication with a spirit not at rest that was killed by a serial killer.
Being empathic myself, I am very empathetic to them and being able to feel those emotions around them. It's right. very overwhelming.
It all picks
but
up.
But I swear to God, I thought they were going to get jumped.
Now they send Nick up to Joe's scary apartment to go look around.
Come on.
See what he can
That's
find.
That's where he liked to get his groove on.
And the party goes downstairs. Stairs.
Then you ain't coming out.
You ain't gonna make it.
You ain't gonna make it.
It's 35 to the next town. Unless you can flip upside down and fuck on your head, you ain't gonna make it.
Major V.
Nick by himself, second floor.
They used to throw air like that. Now it's just Nick.
I'm in complete darkness. Walking into the apartment. Can't see anything. There's someone in this room?
Hi, it's a demon.
Earlier, Joe was talking about some knife marks on this wall that they covered up. Possibly those could be knife marks from when someone tried escaping.
Oh, man, that's crazy,
What were
right?
you trying to do? Really? Were you trying to escape out this window?
Yes.
Were you trying to free yourself? Did he knife you right here? Strangle you? What did Herb do to you right here?
Then he hears a knock at the door, that little ding, ding, knock thing.
Yeah, that Joe experienced. Now he's experiencing it in real time.
Hi, it's a demon. I'm here.
What was that? You guys can hear me. Get up here quick.
When we do a side-by-side comparison with when I was doing single knocks with Joe earlier at the apartment, the audio matches perfectly.
That was amazing.
Right. They're the best,
the
man.
The knock outside, it sounded, you knew it was the exact same thing.
Ghost Adventures
just
is the best, and GAC Family's the best. And we love Zach, Nick, and Aaron. And right now, Zach's getting some shit. And we're going to talk about cyberbullying later. But for the assholes going after fucking Zach, go fuck yourself! Lurch-looking hyena. Fart face.
What?
But the GAC Family does not tolerate bullying. Doesn't tolerate cyberbullying.
That's right, man.
That's getting into evolution.
And definitely
revolution.
Not of Zach Bagans,
no,
all right?
Man.
So, you know, that's later. I need to calm down
in
general.
Just, I mean,
because
you've been jacked up to the whole GAC section here.
I've been jacked up all day.
Yeah,
I mean, we're doing Anchorman 2.
Right,
it was my birthday.
Yes.
It's magic in the air. I'm going to be a little out of control today. All right, let's go. Let's get back to this amazing, amazing lockdown, but we keep fucking around too much.
Yeah.
Up there.
Oh my God! I heard that with my own ears, bro.
Zach's like, Nick, stay up there. We heard sounds. We're coming to get you, man.
No, stay up there. We want more shit.
And there's something negative up here.
I immediately head upstairs to see if we can uncover the source.
But I'm still not scared. This is what I do.
That's how we do. We do gangster style.
I know he's in here.
Dude, it was so creepy.
Walk in there. You'll feel him in there, dude. And I keep feeling like my throat is just, like, closing in.
And then Zach starts to walk.
That's
the
closet.
The, yeah.
They're talking about a closet. They think it's a vortex. It's kind of like Poltergeist.
Who's in here? Who are you?
It's Herb in the closet again.
As we get closer to this back closet, the air thickens, and it feels like a charge of static electricity begins affecting our bodies. All three of us know we are getting close to something, and this is exactly when we get two chilling, intelligent responses.
Nick gets a good EVP.
Why are you in here?
Either. Herb said, here. The next one, they don't know if it's what? Getting cold?
Getting close or getting cold.
Okay, you want me to come in?
Whoa.
it said getting close.
Yeah.
As we push deeper and deeper into the closet, once again the voices go silent and the air in the environment baselines back to normal. After feeling this happen immediately following a session of intelligent communication, we feel that sharing these tidbits of information is helping the spirits move on.
I hope so. I really do. They think it's a vortex in the corner there.
Right.
Makes sense. That's where Herb lives. That's where his main shit is.
Okay, right.
Up there. That was his hang pad.
Comes in and out.
Yeah.
Different dimensions.
Right. And he's in, literally in the closet again. They go back to the woods. They do a thermal scan. Yeah.
We capture no visual evidence on thermal, but during our sweep, Billy heads upstairs to the apartment to start breaking down the cameras. Before he does this, he decides to ask the spirits to manipulate his flashlight, because earlier when he was setting up, that is exactly what happened with absolutely no explanation.
Yeah, Billy, get your paranormal chi going.
Do it again.
All right, let's hear that sound again.
Do it again.
That's what's going on in the dark.
It is at this exact moment that a very strange light anomaly manifests in the back of the room. Watch closely as this mist shoots up the contour of the ceiling, then seems to glide down the ceiling where it runs along the angled section before disappearing by the cabinet, where the previous tenant collapsed on the floor in a pool of his own blood.
Run, Billy, run!
Is this visual evidence of how spirit energy travels quickly back and forth between our world and theirs?
And is this
what charges our environment, creating what our bodies sense during spirit transmissions and communications?
How perfect of a definition of that it is.
Paranormal gold, they're the best. I want Ghost Adventures to be like an hour and a half. It's never enough time.
Right.
I've been wanting to say this for a while. It would be so great. Just an extra half hour.
Just so a
like without
extra.
Commercials. That means just an extra 20 minutes, you know, like maybe at the Fear Factory, like if they had an extra 20 minutes.
Right.
Zach could have gone up back to the doll room because that's what I wanted to see happen.
Fuck with them
but
again.
This was an amazing lockdown.
That's fucking great.
I knew it would be. Zach, take us out.
The serene grounds of Fox Hollow Farm presents one of the greatest contradictions between the physical and spiritual world. The backwoods is a graveyard of unrested souls whose time on this earth was violently taken from them. Is the dark energy here actually the spirit of the alleged serial killer, Herb Baumeister?
Yes.
Or does it represent the agony of the suffering spirits who are trapped here?
Both.
With Herb Baumeister's suicide, any secrets about the alleged murders were taken to his grave.
Sure the fuck were.
GAC, GAC, GAC. Another amazing lockdown.
I want to talk to new listeners for a second.
All right.
Okay, we have a lot of sympathy and respect for all victims, victims' families, victims of people that were just attacked even.
Right.
Okay, so we... What you're hearing is our excitement, okay?
Us our jubilation about
the lockdowns is because Ghost Adventures lockdowns are pure gold.
Yeah.
And it's like you are sitting down with us while we are watching the lockdowns because this is exactly what it would sound like. This is what's
like
going on.
Yeah.
All right, so what's going on? We're not making fun of shit,
we're
okay?
Enjoying it.
People know that. And if this is too much for you, then turn it off right now. So it's all about love.
Yeah,
they're the
best.
We get excited. The base.
Tell me something about you.
Well, I'm an excellent cook. I can make cereal or a glass of water. Body temperature is a constant 110 degrees. I'm afraid of calculators. I could dodge bullets, although I've never tried it. If I ever have a pet, I'm going to name him Luke. I eat 12 Belgian waffles every day, but I've never been to Belgium. I don't believe in banks. I save all my money in the ocean. My left eye is 5 times bigger than my right eye. If you wanted me to, I would grow a beard by tomorrow.
Thank you.
Awesome clip from our theme today, Anchorman 2 from the extras. Be mine the brick gold for you guys.
This is Ghost Adventures. Aftershocks.
That's right.
Adding aftershocks.
All right, let's bring it down for aftershocks. Bobby Mackey's Brookdale Lodge, Villisca Axe Murder House, Letchworth Village.
I don't want to say I've got to deal with the devil, but there's an understanding. And what I've told him lately.
Wanda, these are demons.
I know that.
You can't make an understanding with demons.
Well, this is probably true. This is true. It's no probably to it. You're absolutely right.
I love the way he says that. That was awesome.
Very straight ahead, like, you can't make a deal with demons.
Aftershocks, another great new series. guys.
Yeah, spinoff from the show.
They
it's
keep
great.
Expanding their brand. Yeah. They're brilliant.
We focused, of course, on Bobby Mackey.
How is he still like, I don't know if it's haunted? Of course he knows. This is his bread and butter.
Right.
But when Zach played him the EVP of Carl,
yeah.
about like
oh, right, right.
the guy's, somebody's finger being cut like on a tour or something,
mm-hmm. right.
and like played it for Bobby Mackey, his face was priceless.
He instantly
could, what
recognized.
Could you say? It's like, dude, he's dead. You
like,
know
that's
he's
Carl.
Dead. Yeah,
right.
it's like, here.
Right. Right.
I didn't know that Carl wanted to be buried there.
No, I didn't either.
That's what they said there.
Yeah,
he wanted
yeah,
to
yeah.
be buried there. I hope to God that he isn't because,
right. just a little,
you know.
Just break somehow from the place.
It's
in
heartbreaking,
any way.
You know, his hold there.
Yeah.
And, you know, I want to say I hope he's still not there. But, of course, he's there. We,
yeah.
we
Stop holding the door! Stop running!
That little piece of gold was yeah. from Brookdale Lodge when they got that. And that was the first time we saw Gracie on an investigation.
Yeah, right, right, right.
So that one is a little sentimental, I think, to most GAC family.
And it's no different from anyone being attacked by a bully or any aggressor.
Mm.
The scratches, however, are something that is more, I believe, dangerous because it's marked you. And I don't understand the scratches. It's happened to me. I don't understand how the scratches occur, how they're able to do this, but they are, and it's very real. It happened to you.
Yeah.
Sad. So we're talking about Villisca Axe Murder House right now.
That was Katie. And it's really interesting. On the aftershocks, you get a chance to hear stories you didn't hear.
Oh, there was
the
a lot
house.
Of stories
yeah.
that we didn't know.
This is one where she got two scratches on her neck, and she went there just because a friend brought her, and she didn't think anything would happen.
She was a skeptic.
Yeah.
And
completely
wow,
skeptic.
She's definitely not anymore.
No.
And the sisters, was it Patty and Linda?
Yes.
Oh. I mean, heartbreaking. I mean, the feedback on
Twitter
and on Facebook, everybody is like,
these poor ladies, they've yeah. been through a lot.
Zach warned everybody, you're going to need some tissues for this episode.
yeah.
And he was absolutely right.
Right.
What about when Patty said the face that she saw like 2 days before Ghost Adventures originally
yeah.
contacted her to do the investigation
right.
at Villisca?
She's at home, a demon ghost face comes up to her in her kitchen window, right up to her. She's looking right,
right.
at it. And two days later.
Let's just say who she was looking
right.
at, okay? Reverend Kelly.
Right, Reverend Kelly.
In the Dead Files, they sketch what the psychic saw, and wouldn't it be cool if somebody sketched what she said she saw? Because I guarantee you it would be a picture of Reverend Kelly. I tweeted out a picture of Reverend Kelly over at Chasing Domenico.
Yeah,
I was like,
spooky one,
do
man.
You think he did it?
Like, of course.
I also sent out there was a link to it, too, on an article about
yeah.
him. He's fucking guilty. Oh, man.
When there's talking to Linda and Patty.
It's hard for me to not get crazy right now, but aftershocks are trying to bring it down
yes.
a little bit.
Both Linda and Patty talk about, for the first time, how they lost five of their siblings in one fire, in house fire.
2 years before they moved to Villisca Axe
right.
Murder House.
Where a bunch of children were killed there as well. So there's a definite bond with that
right,
building.
Like four of them were at school that day.
Right.
And which one of them said that it was like, was it 2 weeks before the fire actually happened that
yeah,
she that, smelled smoke one night?
That was Linda.
Oh,
Linda said
man.
She got up and she actually got her father up and had him walk all the way around the property to make sure that there wasn't something on fire because she smelled smoke everywhere.
You know, between this and then we're going to move on to Letchworth.
Yeah.
What are the chances of them losing siblings and then moving to a place where siblings were slaughtered? You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so
yes.
it's like it brings back like a lot of these people had ghost spirits with
right.
them, so maybe it led them to these places. Like, you just don't know. And that's
right.
the kind of stuff that Zach was really talking about and touching on. And,
right.
I mean, he did an amazing job as an interviewer. I mean,
sure.
this is a great new addition to Ghost Adventures.
I mean, they discussed energy, they discussed possessions, they discussed everything.
Yeah, and it made us discuss some things afterwards as far as Amityville. When
yeah.
they replayed the footage from the lockdown and they were upstairs, and Patty was like, I wish they would tell me. I wish the little girls
oh, right,
would,
right,
or the children
right.
would tell me what they want. And it
right.
really hit me. I was like, damn, there is no good there. You know what I mean? There is. She's convinced. I don't know what the good is, what the bad is.
Right.
It's like, that's all bad. It's not little girls or children telling you, help me, please.
But
I mean,
it's so
that's
hard to
the
ignore
torture.
That when
well,
you
right.
feel that that's right.
I know, but that's her torture. Why
right.
she keeps coming back. She
yeah.
thinks that she's helping them or that they want her help. And we know those are demons.
They
right?
were calling
yeah.
you back there because they were hitching rides in your bodies and escaping that place. It was almost like you were like a human subway, you know? You would just go there, pick them up, take them back to where you're going to go, and they could feed off of who else. You were going there, picking them back up again, taking
yeah.
them back out.
Ooh, That's an interesting. I never thought of it like that. That makes complete and total sense.
It's very clear, very concise, and very direct.
Oh, man, I felt for Dave. You know, remembering when we did the lockdown, the Letchworth lockdown. What was that, episode
24?
24.
Yeah, we honored the campaign then.
And just, like, how happy they were, like, having fun with him, saying, don't chew gum.
Yeah. He was their friend. Man.
Yeah, Dave and Jackie, which is his friend, to find out how they are now.
Yes, and coming back.
And the nurse, Sarah, who used to work at Letchworth as well.
They spoke to David, and his girlfriend Jackie wasn't there. And they asked, hey, what happened to Jackie? And he just said basically that she had gotten into some other deeper, darker stuff that he didn't want to be a part of and that they didn't really speak anymore.
And that she's not who she used to be at all. You know, and then when Zach said, like, hey, you know, even when we were interviewing you guys back then, I'm like, there's something up with her. She's definitely addicted. They said it.
Yeah.
I can't even
she
look.
She said it too.
Yeah, no, I know.
Yeah.
And he couldn't even look her in the eyes. And I know what he's talking about because I was looking at her and there's something, this darkness.
It's a dark energy.
And then they played it for Dave, like saying, see, I said this shit way back when.
Like, you're right.
I feel terrible that they got bullied. That's an interesting level that they got bullied after the fact, after it aired originally.
Yeah,
basically saying you're exposing, again, I guess re-exposing Letchworth, saying like you're too young like to say this shit.
Yeah.
Like, how do you know? And the guy's like, hey, man, fucking Google. You know what I mean?
Right,
it's like,
it's
there's the history. Right.
Yeah.
So, and Zach was really on that, of course, because you say bully. And we are all against bullies. But Sarah, the ex-nurse, had a completely different experience.
Right.
Everybody was happy for her because she was saying some of the good got out. Not just some of the bad, but some of the good, like people like her that really made a difference in
really
some of the patients' lives.
On.
Right. Another interesting thing, they were talking about the old EVP, shut up, you prick. And it was interesting to hear her explain why that was so upsetting to her when she first heard it. They captured that when Aaron was down on the slab. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they got that. And I remember when I first heard that EVP, I was like, oof, that's pretty damn clear. So basically she was saying that that's kind of how the patients would talk to them.
Yeah.
Another patient named Sarah, who's higher functioning.
Yeah.
She like went up to her trying to be all nice. And she turned around. She's like, shut up, you prick. She's like, hey, you know, I learned a valuable lesson. Sarah's like, hey, you know, like I talked to her like a child. She's like, but that is their phrasing. That's how they would say it. Shut up, you prick. Shut up, you know.
And she was very spooked.
Okay, now I want to talk about this dark entity that has followed everybody home that GAC got.
Yeah, sure.
All right, on film, that dark, and this is the big, and like back when Dave was saying, that's they saw this huge dark thing with the like grasshopper,
legs bent
with
backwards.
The eyes, I said, look like My Bloody Valentine.
Right, with the wide
because
eyes.
Because that's what the reenactment looked like.
Yeah.
But this thing is like choking them. Now listen, this is where I really see, I'm getting like, I gotta calm down because like I'm getting goosebumps. Saying that Sarah was explaining that she was getting attacked in her home, but she was saying also that this was happening back when she was working at Letchworth.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure,
so this has been going on for a long time.
Right.
They're still getting jumped at home. I mean, holy shit, man.
That is a big price to pay for just working there.
Here's something that I thought of. If this was going on way back then, this dark entity has been there for a very long time. What if...
Okay.
This has something to do with why Letchworth was so poisonous to begin with.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
take some reality as far as staffed, you know, like understaffed.
Right.
What came first?
I'm sure there are a lot of hospitals
that
are
understaffed. What came first?
Right, right.
So let's just give it up for Aftershock so far. Fantastic.
Amazing.
And on Twitter, they announced that they are going to do Saddamsville.
Yeah. All right. So
I'm pulling my pants down right now.
I mean, it's almost like they're reading your mind. It's unbelievable. Like, I would love for them to do Saddams, and then we do Villisca, and they do that. It's like...
What we need next? All we need is them going back to Lizzie Borden.
But is that really all we need, Dee?
Oh, no, I know what you need.
We need.
You know what I need? What you need? What we need? What everybody needs? What GAC family needs?
Tell Dee.
That's saying it right there.
Singing it to the crowd.
Hashtag GA. Do the house again. Hashtag GA.
Orphans. Do the house.
Okay, for that's like a 2 or 3 live interactive lockdown at the Amityville Horror House.
2 or 3 hours.
And the pre-lockdown with Lorraine Warren at her occult museum with the ovulus on the table. I was unaware that in Zach's dungeon he has cursed items.
So I'm thinking, man, like, it's a hop, skip, and a jump from there to Lorraine Warren's occult museum.
He can bring some little supplies with him, some of his stuff, and put it there, see what happens.
Okay, everybody's asking me when we're going. I want to go, everybody. It's WT Wizard. Well, also the price tag to go to Warrenology to meet Lorraine Warren and go to the occult museum and hang out with the demons and everything, which we are definitely doing. It's like $130-$140 a head. It's worth it.
As soon as I get my shit together, we are going.
That's a lot of scratch, yo. But it's worth it.
It is worth it.
I'm thinking of getting metal legs. It's a risky operation, but it'll be worth it.
It's worth it!
That was Grandma's Boy, which you honored in episode 32.
We're still excited, waiting for Sympathy Said the Shark. And at SSTS, Zach Bagans.
Yeah.
And also Porthole to Hell House documentary. Come on, Zach, hurry up. Yeah. We're dying.
Good evening. Tonight's top story is...
crack.
I understand we have some crack, and we're going to smoke it right here in the studio. Oh, whoa. You feel that right away. It's just refreshing.
Wait, it hits your lips.
Well, now we know, guys. You can't smoke crack on live television.
Hey. You never told that, man.
No, wait. Let me take that. I'm in a glass case of emotion.
That is from our theme today, Anchorman 2
and Anchorman 1.
Ron Burgundy.
Bonanza.
Bonanza of fun and love here.
Is that a bat? Chicken of the cave.
Chicken of the cave. Nobody calls it that. WT, do you know what time it is?
What time is it, D?
I was searching.
Oh, shit.
You were on a mission.
You know what, D?
Then our hearts combined. Neutron star collision.
So gorgeous.
I have nothing left to lose. It took your time to choose. Then we told each other with no trace of failure.
That's
gorgeous,
right.
You
know it!
Queen D. Morpheus the Siren.
You got
right
your
here.
Very own siren here, Tolmaki.
Now I've got nothing left to lose. You take your time to choose. I can tell you now without a trace of fear.
Tolmac family.
Sirened in.
Come to me, Rob Reaper. Let me knight you.
Knighted by a siren, man.
Take your seat at the round table here with us. Evolution Revolution is a mindset change. Free your mind.
Trying to free your mind, Neo.
Sounds good.
We come here to speak our truth. So pass the peace pipe around.
Take some beans!
We are going to welcome a new alter ego, Robert Dean.
At Mr. Eerie Mist.
And his alter ego is Rob Reaper.
That's a really good one.
I know. The invincible immortal with the power of flight and death touch. You want to be a death touch, Rob Reaper? calm down, guys.
Welcome to the Tolmac family, Rob.
You are a forever friend and a VIP of this podcast.
And now
whether you like
have...
it or not.
Now everybody of the Tolmac family has their D sent out. Benedictine, protect yourself from demons, metal,
peace
friendship.
Peace pack in a gangsta sack.
That's all our thing.
This
so.
Is the first edition of it. Yeah. They had the peace, love, empathy buttons, a necklace, the Saint Benedict necklace.
To protect yourself from demons.
I said, keep the torch lit for peace and protect yourself from demons!
And thank you to everybody for sending back photos of your gift and you wearing it and showing it off. That's
I love
very
you
cool
guys.
Of you.
Yeah,
very cool.
They're like forever. Ever like in our lives, you do know that, right? Like,
of course,
yes, I think
like
they're coming to births, you know, and like shows and backstage, all of it.
All of
hey,
it.
Baby, you and me's going on a date. That's the end of story.
That's the end of story. You're a forever friend. That's it. End of story.
That's a mystery clip. Everybody here was wearing their necklaces.
That's
and they
right.
love them.
And the extra treat is that I bought them all from Darkness Radio. Yeah. We are all fans of that.
We support. We support.
GAC, yeah, a lot of GAC family.
Yeah.
This is our friendship. Instead of like friendship bracelets, right. it's a friendship necklace. We're all friends here.
You're always doing things differently with D.
Because, you know, you have to protect yourself from demons.
Right.
Okay, and you're my friends, and I'm trying to protect you because it's not just the like the horned pitchfork
the big scary
guy.
Ones.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
They're negative people in the yeah. world. We all have some negative, rude,
fucked up, just mean to be mean.
Yeah, these are people that attention. Come and go in your life. God yeah. forbid they're a family member. You just, know what I mean? So you need this. You, the Saint Benedict, they put those medals in the ground
right.
or around wherever you, right. they use it after exorcisms or something like that.
Right,
okay?
To sanctify property and ground and surroundings.
Demon people out there yeah. that wish you harm, that want to shit on your success.
Woo,
just like
on,
Zach Bagans getting attacked. So, let me take it down a couple yeah. notches.
Just so you guys know, your necklaces, Dee blessed each and every one of them with holy water before That's, she sent them out.
Yeah.
Because Dee... She has a real vial of holy. You actually saw it. You did a vine where you showed the holy water bottle.
Did
where,
I?
Yeah,
oh,
where,
yeah.
Where you were wishing GAC good luck on a demon-infested
oh, yeah,
house.
Yeah. That sounds like me. No, yeah.
That
no,
bottle,
I know what you're talking about.
That bottle is on her desk.
Yeah.
And she blessed each one before she sent it
that's
out.
That's right, guys, because they're evil demons in the world.
Right.
There comes a time to pick and choose your battles, and there's also a happy medium because, of course, people need to stand up for themselves, right?
Right.
It's not like, oh, just walk away. You can't walk away. You should walk away after a certain point.
Right.
This is just my opinion, guys, and I'm coming with the best of intentions.
Right.
And if you don't agree, that's fine. Your opinion. Just fuck you.
Sick catfish face diaper wearing assholes. That's what you look
that's
like.
That's what you look like if you disagree. You know, I mean, everybody's entitled to their
yeah.
own opinion.
Yeah. Anchorman 2.
So last podcast, we were talking about cyberbullying. We're against bullying. We've talked about bullying all the time.
Right, about the
Not
petition.
Just because it's trendy. Oh, I'm against bullying. And then, like, they bully people themselves, you know. They just don't have a charitable bone in their fucking body.
Right.
It's just like they're demons out there. This is the discussion. Okay, so yeah. it's impossible to talk with this song on.
It is, but it fits so right.
It's from Anchorman 2. We're
yeah.
honoring Anchorman 2. Therefore, we honor all the music in it. And
no matter if we're talking about bullying or not.
It's a heavy topic, but we kind of put this other layer of ridiculousness on it, which fits this podcast perfectly.
Perfectly.
Right. Bullies are demons.
Okay.
The bigger asshole they are,
yeah.
the bigger demon they are. I mean, we know the narcissistic bully Sleestack
yeah.
who lives in my building who bullies everybody. If I'm ever in the elevator with him and like air just ceases to exist,
the
it's
evil
just
horrible.
Consumes
the, it.
Yeah, I know, and the energy of it, he's just so fucking evil,
so
man.
So dark and negative.
Yeah. Okay, so this is where this is all coming from, okay?
Right.
Now, Catfish, their first show.
That was great.
It was
by the
really
way.
Good
yeah.
show and
brand new season.
Most of it they focused on cyberbullying. This is a huge problem. But I want to point out right off the bat,
okay.
the answer is always friendship. Friendship is magic, right, bronies? No, always reach out to your friend. If you're getting bullied, the first thing you do
yeah.
is reach out to your friend. Don't reach out and go beat them up.
Right.
Go and get love first. Then you guys get together and beat them up together.
Stupid fucking idiot, red-shirted ass.
Grandma's boy.
But first of all, I just want to say I recognize some of your names on the petition, guys.
Speaking
bravo,
of cyberbullying,
okay?
Yeah.
Seriously, bravo
Good
of
job
you guys.
For standing
and for people
up.
That don't know what we're talking about... What is this?
On the last podcast, we talked about a cyberbullying incident that ended in a death. Actually, a suicide.
Right.
And
a vet.
And we just...
So it's two things. Suicide, and she was saving the dog from animal abuse.
The cat.
And yes, right,
yeah.
exactly. And so she killed herself
from
because
people,
she was being bullied
yeah,
so
being
badly.
Yeah, she and everything.
And cyberbullying was a huge part of it.
Yeah.
And the real... the extra tragedy to the story is that after this saint doctor... killed herself,
yeah.
these bullies have been celebrating online, on Twitter, on Facebook.
They continue
okay?
the evil.
So the answer to this was a petition.
That was on change.org, and it was basically to hold the cyber bullies and the people who petitioned in person personally responsible for the death of the vet.
Legally.
Legally responsible, right. Because they truly, truly caused it.
Because often people commit suicide after being brutally bullied.
Right.
It's time that we pass some kind of law.
Right.
That people need to be held legally accountable for somebody's death.
The petition was on change.org, and it, even though the signature section is closed now,
because they needed 5,000 signatures and they didn't make it.
No, they got a little over 4,000, which was really close. And that,
and I recognize some of you guys' names. You guys' names. Yous. Oh. Yous are going to give me malaria. That's my Sicilian grandmother. Sorry. It's like a twitch.
It just pops out. It was great just to see that this type of petition was even getting done in the first place.
Well,
because that's
this
progress.
Is, right.
That's
okay.
Progress.
Exactly. So we are heading in the right direction, yes. And I want to be a part of it while it's going down.
So even though the signature section is closed, go to the petition. Just look under change.org. Just search for Dr. Koshy, Koshi.
Yeah.
And just read the information just so you're informed and so you can be there for the next one.
Right. And if you haven't listened to the last podcast, listen to it so you'll better understand what we're talking about. These things are going on. There's some really evil people out in the world.
Say it.
Here comes the song again.
You're talking about serious shit with this song.
It's the tension, baby. This is the music where we're talking about stupid demon people. Again. There are people within the GAC family that have been bullied.
Yes.
And the biggest bullies were the ones that just annihilated everybody and everything in just this evil, dark, demon, horrible person. And Catfish nailed it because they found one.
They got one.
That's
live
what
in the
this
flesh.
Is. I don't care. Yeah. That girl's a demon. You know when Zach said that he couldn't look Jackie in the face because she had a little twinkly eye or something?
Yeah, right, right.
That's how she looked like. I swear to God, I felt that
there
way.
There was no remorse. There was no
I got my necklace on right now.
We all do.
So people are afraid of her because she can publicly blast them whenever she wants if they cross her in some way.
Yeah, this is Catfish. He's talking to the demon.
Yesterday really got to me. There's just this anonymous person. She's a catfish terrorist.
She's a demon.
She's causing fear and sadness among everyone she touches.
Yeah.
That's what demons do.
How many GEC family members have felt like that just on Twitter and Facebook alone? Okay.
A lot of you
that are listening to the podcast right now better be like, yeah, me, kind of.
Raising your hands everywhere.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's kind of a social network bully.
People have fallen victim to that person.
And when you're on social networks, people are always going to come at you and say what they want to say. You can't stop them from saying it.
Right.
And in a way, if you ignore them, you take away their power.
Yeah.
Because they only have a power if they have an audience that cares.
So the golden rule here is the graphics that I put out. I say, the more you do not respond to rude, negative, demon people in your life, the more peaceful you will become.
Right.
So that's all the golden rule in general, okay?
Right.
And Zach Bagans is getting fucking beat up right now. And let me just say, he's getting beat up because haters cannot stand that he's brilliant. He started something new. When those stupid bullies are like, oh, the show's becoming all about Zach. Right. That's right. That's not true. It's not all about Zach. But listen, asshole, that's right. He made the whole shit happen in the first place.
Right.
It's him.
It's his
stupid
show.
Dick.
Stupid dick.
Stupid dick.
So good, man.
Started a new show. Aftershocks, which is great. I predict all of these hater assholes are gonna copy it. They're gonna copy it.
Of course.
They're gonna steal this great idea that you have.
Shove it up your ass! Shove it up your ass!
That's why you hate him, asshole. I just wanted to say that I didn't create this account because I hate Zach. I'm just sick of the Zachos. Okay, so basically with this prick. No, I'm talking to the asshole that's fucking coming after Zach. So listen, guys, because I've checked Twitter, I found a pattern.
What you told me
okay, basically a lot of these accounts that are trashing Zach.
Right.
Let me tell you something. It's bullshit. So I really think that it's like maybe one or two key pricks.
Right.
Right?
Making these smaller fake accounts.
So it seems like a lot of people are coming at Zach.
Right.
When Zach, listen to me, it's not a whole bunch of people. They want you to feel overwhelmed. It's just like one or two assholes. And one definitely saying all this stupid, horrible, nasty shit.
Right.
But here's my point. On the biggest douchebags feed, his main objective right now is to piss off the GAC family.
Listen to me, people.
Okay, family, so we have stood up for Zach, and we will continue to, but we need to shift our energy a little bit. So these guys are doing it to just piss off the fans right now because they're haters, because they don't have fans.
Right.
So now we have to take our power back. We have to know. I'm not going to give out, like, Twitter names. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
It's like everybody...
That's just continuing the pettiness.
Everybody already knows who the main people are, and the other people don't deserve the free publicity, quite honestly.
That's the main thing.
Right?
Fuck them, right.
And then there's taking responsibility and being careful to not become a bully yourself. Because if I wanted to, I could put out somebody's Twitter name right now,
right,
and most people listening to this, they would go fucking jump them, but then I would become a bully. Right,
right? Because you know that's
right,
what
so
happen.
You know it's a fine line. Because, I mean, trust me, I'm going to go, fuck you!
Hey, Snuffleupagus!
It's like Mr. Dorkstash has got some fight in him.
This dog's got a lot of fight in him! Okay, but let's talk about getting control of our energy, right, guys? So basically what we've just established is there's a bunch of demons out there now that are trying to take the GAC family and kind of fuck with them just because it pleases them.
Right.
Like, they know. So, like, let's stop the law of attraction working in the worst way possible.
Right.
Reverse it.
Okay.
Remember aftershocks. Remember what Zach was saying in aftershocks? That negativity, and it stays on you, and then it injects you, and it becomes a part of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
You feel me?
I feel you.
So, family, we need to stop playing with the demons now, okay? We've given them enough attention. We've shown our love to Zach. The best way to handle it now for everybody
is to take away the only power they have, which is attention.
Which is what?
Which is attention.
Right. Talk about it, right? We already know. We established these are demons. Fuck you. Give them nothing. And just next time you see something hurtful about Zach, man, you just, like, you think for a second, you take a deep breath, you try to get fucking still. I know what it's like when you read something and somebody's loving you.
And when a man gets an eyeball at me, it makes my agent all jack up, and I get the urge to kill.
Kill me! You know it!
This is the culmination of the whole discussion.
Okay, but I'm trying to get that. Okay, all right, so let's bring this down. I'm not trying to start a war. I'm trying to stop one.
And if all the bullies, if they want to come after us for talking about this, for exposing it,
don't bother.
Don't bother.
Don't bother, okay?
We're going to ignore you and block you, and we're not going to care.
Yeah, that's right. We're not going to go after you. Now, this is the last time we're going to talk about this.
Right.
So don't bother. We don't care what you have to say.
You can bully Dave and Jackie like Letchworth. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that's terrible, right? They got bullied for exposing Letchworth again, and if these guys want to try to jump us for exposing that they're ridiculous and we need to ignore them, don't bother. We don't give a fuck. We're blocked. We're not going to even pay attention to you after this. You're gone. Poof.
You can do yourself,
A favor.
Get the calm going.
If we're going to change this dynamic,
deliver the final message.
Ow.
Without him, no
we stay. Have to be above the bullshit.
Okay.
We have to be above the bullshit.
Yeah,
change
right
this on. Energy around.
The tooth fairy's exposed breasts made the child uncomfortable.
Andre the Giant gave a surprisingly nimble foot rub.
What?
Don't mess with me, Linda, because this white thunder rolls deep and it rolls misty.
I was feeling a little bit down, but this is definitely picking up my mood.
Do you guys
want to
kiss
real quick?
That's for our team today, Anchorman 2.
Yeah.
This is Grand Dream Pop.
Come on.
All right, Dee, what is the third rule of Grand Dream Pop?
I'm glad you asked me that, WT Wizard.
The shapeshifter.
I am altering it. The third rule of Glam Dream Pop is you must watch Velvet Goldmine.
All right.
Now, it's an amazing, but it's an artsy kind of erotic, out there kind of film that not everybody will get. I understand that. You must listen to the soundtrack of Velvet Goldmine because it will change your life.
Mm.
Isn't that right, Jack Perry?
He knows.
He just told us. All right, everybody. WT Wizard is playing the drops.
That's true, right?
Yeah, it is true. I met this guy, baby. It's a song.
Under
summer moons and velvet sky. It was definitely definitely the summer, but no velvet sky. Pouty lips and a bedroom eyes. Messy hair and a comforting sky. Shit, you know what I'm saying? That's why I wrote this song.
Sounds like a pretty good dude, man. So we got a lot of DMs about the guy because people are interested in, is he real? What does he look like? How'd you meet him?
This, so he still hasn't reached out to me. I mean, you know, I've talked to people on Twitter about this already. I don't want to get into it too much because I'm a little pissed off that he still hasn't reached out.
Of course you would, because apparently he looks like Cesare Borgia.
He does. He resembles him very much, which is why I go crazy.
Hashtag Borgia's for Netflix.
I'm serious, man. Someone's going to get hurt.
The Cesare pillow
Where
and everything.
Where are my friends, you know, like Twitter? Come on. I mean, who else likes the Borgias for crying out loud? I mean, am I the only one in this war? I'm carving out an empire by myself. Go for season four, you lazy fuck.
Break the bean! Break the bean! Break the bean!
Never failed to get me, man.
He was masturbating!
The beans.
He was masturbating!
He was masturbating! Break the bean!
We gotta come around here. We gotta do some shout-outs. The Tomac family is first up on the shout-out list.
Yes, and Robert Dean with your new alter ego, Rob Reaper.
At Mr. Eerie Mist.
Or my VIP, Trevor Irish Jesus.
At Downey Trev.
My fellow Tomacki, and he said that. I love it. I'm going to use it all the time because it's fabulous, but I want you to know, Irish Jesus, that I'm giving you full credit for Tomackian.
He coined that phrase.
He's been having a tough go. Life's a little shitty for him right now, so everybody, send a little love and light over to our fellow Tomac family brother.
CurlyTailPugRescue.org.
Yes.
And WhiteFeatherFoundation.com.
Yes.
Two great charities. Check them out.
That's Julian Lennon's foundation, by the way.
Guys, to know it's the song you've been listening to. It's Dee's original song.
Me.
And it came out a year before Goite Somebody Used to Know, which is which was annoying.
That's what happens when you're independent.
You gotta fight and scrap. So we're gonna let you find out where Domenico is online. Domenico
the majors
artist.
Can borrow from you at any time.
Domenico Artist is online everywhere. The website, Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, Vine, Instagram, Pinterest, they're all Domenico Artists, so it's very easy. And you can connect with the podcast if you want to DM your questions or your comments to Twitter at Chasing Domenico.
Yes, please.
D will get back and listen and comment on the episode page at DomenicoArtists.com.
Yes.
We take meticulous care to make little chapters of each podcast. You can skip around and just do the highlights you want
to
do.
Give it to me.
Leave a message.
Please just leave a fucking message.
Leave a Ouija story, man.
Ouija story. Hashtag Ouija story. Not joking.
Go to DomenicoArtists.com and bookmark it.
Yes.
There's no machine to help out independent artists, so
now
you're share the podcast.
Share the music.
And the currency
is retweet, shares, and downloads. And then you can get all up in my van.
Get it all up in your vag.
Two.
That is so good, man.
I'm a class act. There's the Inception train. It's telling us, hey, man, get ready for that kick to be thrown off of planet Tolmac here back to Earth. But first, that's right. Jason Domenico podcast drinking game.
Jump right in the drink count. The drink count from the last episode was 42 drinks.
Podcast 34. 42 drinks, not bad.
The interns made up the rules based upon D's personality in the podcast so they can get the most hammered possible.
Or offense.
And we actually had to downgrade the amount of drinks per rule because they were getting freaking
crazy. Alcohol poisoning. Yeah. So literally, not joking. You fools.
And Dee is responsible for her interns, and no orphans are going to die on her watch.
Not on my watch.
So everything is
I
just
I hate all the orphans in the whole world.
I hate all the orphans in the whole world.
So, Steven.
Nacho Libre.
So I'm just going to read the rules
please,
for the orphans.
Please do, okay. All right.
Anytime you hear a quote from our movie theme of the day today, it's
Anchorman 2. Yep.
Anytime you hear Domenico say the word fuck.
Yes, just me and any fucker.
Drink. You hear us say evolution, revolution, and free your mind.
Yep.
That's a guaranteed drink. You hear us say mystery clip.
Yep.
When you hear us transword the Tolmac, which sounds like...
Drink.
Right? Anytime Domenico says bang.
Right.
And then she said bang, 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 bang. That's five drinks right there.
Okay. He can't count. Go ahead. Go.
And every time Domenico snorts.
Now I read the three special rules. Okay. Right. The golden rule. You cannot say drink, drank, or drunk.
Rename the golden rule.
Okay. The planet Tolmac rule.
Yeah.
You must play as your party alter ego. So if your friend's like, okay, I'm Sir Chugs-a-Lot, you got to call him Sir Chugs-a-Lot. And don't say Sir Chugs-a-Lot drink.
Because
you're still going to be drinking. Okay. And the gangster rule.
Throw your hands in the air if you think you're a player.
You think you're a player. player at the Gangster Rule, which is the drink count to the Ghost Adventures lockdown we do, which today was Fox Hollow Farm. So you follow that after you play this one, and you can get the Ghost Adventures drinking game rules at drinkywiki.com. Good luck.
Never go in against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
That is absolutely true. That goes out to one of my VIPs, Tara Shea at Tara Shea 79.
Your mother's ass is so hairy. It looks like Don King's about to pop out and say, only in America.
Only in America.
The match of all time.
That goes out to VIP, Tara Shari, and that's at Top Fuel Princess.
Break the veins.
JC Domenico is the glam dream pop version of a podcast.
All right, all right.
All right, D. For the next podcast, what movie are we going to be honoring?
Okay, podcast 36. Yes. We are honoring Napoleon Dynamite.
Rex Quando.
Rex Quando.
I told you, I spent it with my uncle in Alaska hunting wolverines.
Did you shoot any?
Yes, like 50 of them. They kept trying to attack my cousins. What the heck would you do in a situation like that?
Like that.
I can't wait for that one.
You have until the next podcast, which is June 13th. And yes, that's a Friday, people. A full moon on Friday the 13th. So get ready to also pick which Friday the 13th movie you want to watch. Yeah. So go to DomenicoArtist.com, go to the podcast page, and on the blog, today's episode 35, tell me which Friday the 13th is your favorite. Tell me, and like, what is it about Jason in that one that moves you emotionally so much? Unless it's the first one, then it's all about the mother. Right. Happy Mother's Day! Graphic
that was a great one, man.
Mommy dearest, what if you do? Don't get your mother any wire hangers. There's Jack Ferry. He says, it's time to depart from Planet Tolmac, the after-after party.
Through Wonderland.
Back to Earth, because the after-after-after party is at DomenicoArtist.com, so bookmark it.
Bookmark it.
What's your favorite invention?
Flooring. What's your favorite kind of buffalo?
Chewy.
What's your favorite gas?
Ether. What's your favorite gas?
Texaco.
What's your favorite injury?
Ear pain. What's your favorite injury?
Cold eye.
Ear pain.
What's your favorite color?
Stripes. Right, what's your favorite color?
Grape soda. What's your favorite food?
Communion wafers. What's your favorite food?
Peeled.
My favorite animal.
I love scotch. I love scotch. Scotch, scotch, scotch. Here it goes down. Down into my belly. Whoa, whoa, whoa.
When we honor a movie, we honor everything, and that's including the music.
The whole experience.
We are through because of your actions, Scorpion Woman!
I love Lamb. I love Lamb.
I love Lamb.
She doesn't think I connect with you as a child. Can you believe that bullshit? I don't see what the big deal is, you know? It's not that great.
What'd you say?
What's that?
Busted.
I heard you say something.
No.
Oh. Oh, what did I say?
No,
oh, nothing. Oh, no, I heard you say something. He said you're not that great.
This is pathetic.
You're pathetic. You're a real hooker. And I'm going to slap you in public. Well, you know the old expression. Nope.
Nope.
I can think of a lot of things to say, like,
you're a dirty bitch.
I'm going to do what God put Ron Burgundy on this earth to do. Have salon quality hair, read the news.
I love it, he's meant to read the news. This has been episode 35.
Sick catfish face diaper wearing assholes. That's what you look like.
You look like.
The Jason Minico podcast.
Break the veins!
You stay classy, planet Earth.
Thank you for stopping by.
But mostly,
I'm Ron Burgundy. Yes. Don't just have a great time.
And turns.
Have an American
Pie!
Hey everyone! Come and see how good I look!